And of course, last night, many Bostonians cheered the news that the second suspect in the marathon bombings had been captured. While the backdrop is tragic, residents across the city permitted themselves a moment of celebration. People were also expressing relief that the lockdown of the city was officially over. NPR's Chris Arnold visited a lockdown party in Boston and filed this report.
It's not much fun being holed up in your apartment or house, getting anxious while listening to the news. So when the stay-in-your-house order was lifted, some residents here decided to come together for an impromptu Boston lockdown cocktail party. The neighbors were having a good time, but soon they were gathered around the TV as it became clear that the suspect was now pinned down in a boat in a backyard in Watertown after another gunfight.
The reason that nobody's approaching right now is because of the whole issue with the possible explosives that he could be armed with.
So, do you know what's the next step here?
Eventually, the news came out that the officers had just captured the suspect alive, and out on the streets of the city, people celebrated. Back at the party, Maura Deedy is a reference librarian at a nearby public library, and she seems like she's finally able to exhale a bit.
A sense of relief, questioning what's next, why, who is this person, motives, and I think appreciation for all the police and first responders who have been working so hard to keep our city safe and apprehend this person.
Of course, the juxtaposition of cheering so soon after such a terrible tragedy could seem in a way callous, but Deedy thinks that it's just a human reaction to everything that's been happening. And she says she's also very happy that they caught the suspect alive. So is Brian Weber. He's a patent attorney who lives down the street.
I'm relieved that it's over, and I'm glad they got him out alive, because I think it's important to get some answers about why the fact that the one suspect was not found alive had me a little bit worried that we would never know why, and I think that's important for closure.
Still, even with the capture, so far there are many unanswered questions, such as why did two people who had lived in this area for years suddenly decide to do something so terrible? Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.